This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
California Republican Party has been calling on you to return or donate to charity campaign contributions you've received in the past from Harvey Weinstein, the movie mogul that is. There's some explosive sexual harassment allegations against him. Do you plan to do that, or have you already done that?
I don't know that I've received any. I'll certainly take a look.
And then
I'll make a decision.
There was some, they found some about 20 odd years ago on that front. So any of that money you plan on getting rid of or not?
I just don't know. I mean, anytime somebody does something wrong, and he's done mighty wrong, and no one has ever questioned where I stand
sure.
on any of this stuff. If somebody comes to you and says, oh, they contributed to you, are you giving back the money? And you sort of look like a startled bird and say, well, let me look and see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best I can do for you today.
Well, Dianne Feinstein right there, trying to, it amazes me a bit that she'd be so caught off balance. And it's not like Harvey Weinstein has just, this stuff was just happening. I mean, this has been going on for quite a while, right? I mean, for 20 years, they say that this has been the case. And, now all of a sudden, finally, the Weinstein Company, smart enough to get Harvey out of there. And conclude their relationship, and the board of directors fires Harvey Weinstein. But Dianne Feinstein, who has taken a lot of money, says, she kind of, tiptoes around it, but she doesn't look good there. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's amazing how they ask the question, are you willing to turn that money back? I mean, it's very kind of soft. Had it been a Republican, again, this is all kind of the hypocrisy of it all. If it was someone antithetical to the network, boy, you would have known that they would have hammered about three or four questions down the road, like, when are you going to give the money up? And how are you, what's the process here in which you make this happen to hold, the congressman or the senator, accountable for the return of the money? But not in this particular case. It's just, just kind of a, you're thinking about it. And, of course, she kind of hems and haws. Also part of that conversation was, what she thought about Vegas. If there was any law whatsoever that could have been instituted to stop what happened a week ago, yesterday, in Las Vegas. And, of course, she had to be honest about it and say no. Well, I'm sure the body politic of the Democratic Party was, that was a bit unnerving for them when they heard that. So, gun control and gun debate is what's going to be taking place later on this week. Just a programming note. We got Dr. John Lott, who is the expert on this. And all these questions, all these things that are put out there, the way people suggest some silly things like, who was it? Some commentary the other day made this statement that it was more difficult to buy cough medicine than an AR-15. Are you kidding me? It's like, you see, and this kind of hyperbole is allowed to run on, like, MSNBC, and then they wonder why people don't believe them, or maybe they just don't care whether or not they believe, because if you don't believe them, then you shouldn't be watching their station anyway. And if you want any kind of intellectual input, then, talk about dumbing down the masses. I mean, you're not going to report on any kind of level of intellectuality, and so you're just going to, let silly things like that be said. I mean, just hyperbolic, conversation and words like that just throw us off the more off track and further away from any kind of resolution, because how are you going to want to have a conversation with them? And of course, you know, today is Columbus Day around America, and that's going to be another story. And we've got our favorite historian to talk about that, too.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, you want to drop me an email, love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Barth joins us this morning. Always good to have her with us. Megan is the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing? Oh, okay. I thought you said she was on the line. Okay. Programming note here. We'll just keep padding for time here. As I mentioned earlier, it is Columbus Day. And, you know, with, I mean, who would have thought this would be a controversy? And, you know, and federal officials, no matter how much they feel, of course, the government is shut down for Columbus Day, I guess. And if you're antithetical to Columbus Day and you want to join Antifa, for, you know, what will be a rally against Columbus Day. Go believe it. I mean, they're just so confused here. They do not understand history, especially in light of, polling that America says. See, this is the problem that we have here in this country is you get a small number of people that can create this kind of excitement. And I know our founding fathers, anticipated this and wanted to give place to the minority vote. But when it is such a minority, then, you know, how much do you deal with this? And how can you corral the kind of conversation and, the outrage that's taken place over Christopher Columbus's statues? I mean, 60% of America, according to the latest Marist poll, says, hey, look, it's fine and well. You know, we don't have a problem with these statues being on display here. 60%, okay? And the remaining 40% is all, you know, bifurcated and to smaller amounts, and you have probably about less than 10% that is in the Antifa crowd. And that's a generalization. I understand that. Don't hold me to that number, but you know it's a small number based on what the statistics are showing. It's more than 75% of Americans agree that we shouldn't use today's standards, which, you know, I think are questionable at best anyway. They seem to be rather floating in terms of how we're going to, how to look at some of these statues and the history of our country. But 75% agree that people should be, you know, rated and should be considered based on their time in history, not by today's standards. Okay. Well, Megan Barth joins us right now, and Megan, let's bring you on here. I already did the big intro. I mean, it's a huge intro. I mean, it's a Las Vegas type intro. I had lights and camera action, I had everything going, and we missed you. How you doing, Megan?
Hi, I'm Greg Bell. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. We were just talking about, you know, today's Columbus Day, and you've got Antifa, going to do their marches. New York is all revved up over it. We've got police protecting Columbus statues. Maybe it's a bad thing that people have a day off because, idle hands make for the devil's worship, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the question that I'm going to keep asking. Where is Jeff Sessions? I know that he's cleaning up our streets with MS-13 gang members. He's bringing a lawsuit against a couple farmers in Colorado. But when it comes to these domestic terrorist organizations like Antifa, like Black Lives Matter, there needs to be something done. Antifa has grown out of control. It was adopted by the Democrat Party, specifically Chris Cuomo, who said that, or compared them to the men who stormed Omaha Beach.
Oh, please.
This is how saturated the left is with this violent rhetoric, which they go out of their way to protect. So they're trying to tell us that, oh, Antifa doesn't represent all Democrats, or the Black Lives Matter doesn't represent, all Black people. But yet Christopher Columbus represents every white supremacist. There is no logic to their madness.
They're taking everything out of context here, and they've obliterated history in order to accommodate this emotional response. And as we were talking about earlier before you came on, the latest Marist poll says 60% of Americans still want to honor Christopher Columbus. So when you go down the whole poll, I mean, we're talking probably when you get the Antifa level, it's probably less than 10%, probably even less than 5% that represent the Antifa sentiment. And here we are having our world turned upside down. You talk about the tail shaking the dog here. What's going on?
Well, right. The Democrats want to revise history in order to fit into their social justice narrative. There is no justice in social justice, but yet here we are. The Democrats want to tear down their own statues of many of the former Democrats. So they need to destroy their own history to disguise the ugliness of it. And they will use, obviously, violent groups like Antifa to do their bidding. It is not a grassroots organization. It is a well-funded, well-coordinated they've got broad communication. They can coordinate these rallies on any given day and in mass. And their job is to destroy. It's not like their job is to bring about peace. It's not like they're,
Well, there's no resolution other than just the dismemberment of our Constitution, because what do they have to offer? We'll just start all over again. We're going to 250 years, 240 years down the road, and we're just going to recreate a whole new country, which, the history of the United States isn't already the best country on the planet.
Well, don't you find it interesting that the Democrats will always find the Constitution to protect their hatred of the country?
Yeah, exactly.
But they believe that the Constitution is a living and breathing document, which means that it must reflect their world.
Right, exactly. That it's flexible for interpretation. That's what President Obama insisted. And here he is, supposedly a constitutional scholar, but how true to the foundational principles of the Constitution was he in perspective?
That's a joke, right?
Yes.
When I think Barack Obama, I think of a community organizer. And so I don't think of a constitutional scholar just because he used the Constitution according to his whims. And again, they don't take the Constitution as it's written. They would like to rewrite it as they would like to revise history.
Well, Megan, I wanted to get an update. We've got about a minute left here regarding, Las Vegas. You're there in Las Vegas. It has been an incredible week that was and is, continues. The questions still remain as to why, right?
Well, yeah, and I just think that this narrative that we're being fed is just an absolute, it's just outrageous. There's cameras everywhere in Vegas. Where are the cameras on the 32nd floor? Where is the video footage of the cameras on the 32nd floor? floor.
Well, even the video footage that he took, he had what I'm told, a rather sophisticated video system there set up, not only just to watch the hallways, but he was it was as if he was documenting what was going on. If he was documenting, were the wires connected to somebody else? Who was receiving that video footage? That's been my question that still hasn't been answered. We've got more for Megan Barr. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The proprietor, founder of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, is with us. Megan, you know, over the weekend still, and even on the Sunday talk shows all around the horn, gun control. you know, the big conversation, again, about the only thing they can come up with is let's eliminate the bump stock. That's, you know, even something the NRA says, okay, well, it's worthy to look at. You know, the readout from the media was the NRA wanted to get that out of there. I'm not sure that that's exactly what they're saying. And, of course, there you are at Ground Center, Ground Central in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you're watching this in real time as to what's going on. What is your read in all this?
Well, another one of my Middle East, which is thanks to Emmanuel and the Democrats, specifically Hillary Clinton, before we even have the bodies identified and the blood cleaned up off our streets, is already calling for gun control. We don't even know the motive yet. To have a debate about the accessory that the ATF approved under the Barack Obama administration. And when you look at how the classification of that bump stock was given, it kind of, I really don't understand it, and I'm a gun enthusiast and NRA member. It's not an accessory, it's a modification. It changes the way the semi-automatic can fire. So,
right, exactly.
You know, when the Democrats had control of Congress, they could have easily regulated this accessory, and instead what they did was decide to, not do immigration reform and other things that they're crying about. They instead decided to take over 1/6 of the economy through Obamacare and spend $2 billion on a website to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been the story of this previous 8 years of administration, a lot of unintended consequences, and certainly no accountability. I mean, they're doing everything they can to avoid this, and even Dianne Feinstein, I mean, embarrassingly, she was quite halting on this whole deal, but she had to be honest about it and admit that there was nothing, there was no law that could stop this. And here we are twisting in the wind over all this. And I know some late night comedians especially were upset because, you know, those on the right were saying, wait a minute, you know, to your point, we haven't cleaned up the mess yet. And you want to take advantage and turn this into a political thing. And they're saying, OK, when, if not now? Well, you know, like you said, you know, why wisdom would tell you, let's get all the facts. We don't even have all the facts yet. Still many questions are out there. And, you know, this is the kind of investigation that probably, you know, whether you're looking at Aurora or, any other mass shooting that has taken place, I mean, you're talking up to a year to get all the facts together, right? And here we are trying to solve this thing within 7 days.
Well, Hillary Clinton wanted to talk about gun control within 7 hours, and I find it very interesting that the Democrats pick and choose when they want to talk about gun control, because when it's one of their own, they don't talk about gun control. Mm-hmm. For example, when you look at Virginia, where Hutchinson worked until a baseball field and his plan was to assassinate as many Republicans as possible, up to 20 or so, there were no calls for gun control. Immediately the Democrats came out and said, it's the violent rhetoric that caused So we all are responsible for violent rhetoric. So we all need to tone it down. And then immediately the Democrats go out and then wrap themselves and protect Antifa, continue to call Republicans racist and Nazis. They weren't following their own admonishment, but they certainly also weren't calling for gun control when one of their own, a Bernie Sanders Democrat supporter, wanted to try to fundamentally change the makeup of our government by assassinating 20 members of Congress.
Exactly. Well, Megan, let's talk the NFL here. Over the weekend, you know, the left was beside themselves that Mike Pence, who happened to be at Indianapolis for the honoring of Peyton Manning, and of course, remember that he was Governor Pence of Indiana, and so he was there for all the right reasons. And the players, the NFL players, can't help themselves. They wanted to disrespect the president, his directive, and you know, and sit there and still, you know, make a spectacle out of the national anthem. And Vice President Pence exited stage left.
Yeah, fantastic. He did exactly what many Americans are doing, and he's protesting the kneeling protesters. we're turning it off. And let's look at the numbers again for the NFL. Just 2 short years. I looked at the statistics on this. In 2015, a majority of American people had chosen football as America's favorite pastime. No more. And that's just in 2 short years. So how do you ruin a brand in 2 short years? Well, let's ask Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell easily enforced the policy of the NFL because the players are his employees. On page 62 and 63 of the handbook, the rules for their employees, the players, It says the national anthem must be played. Okay, so we check that. That's going to be played. And the players should stand on the field with their hand over their heart, their helmet in their left hand.
That's right, exactly.
So he could easily enforce those rules, and Jerry Jones is of the Dallas Cowboys. He said yesterday that if any of his players sit during the national anthem, they won't play a game. Perfect.
Yeah.
The consequences to juvenile antics, they shouldn't be on the football field. If they want to protest whatever perceived grievance or injustice they believe exists, then take it to the streets.
Yeah.
Take it to the ballot box. Become a cop. Try to change your community. But football, for the couple hours that you play, that you're paid very handsomely for through sponsorships, et cetera, is not the place to do it. Mm-hmm. It's a place for entertainment. It's a place for sports and like conduct, sportsmanship, teamwork, and demonstrate your love of this country, not your hatred of it.
Well, I think they're opening up a bucket of worms here because there was already a report demonstrating just how many NFL players, have run into the law since 2000. You've got 218 NFL players arrested for DUI, 100 for drugs, 98 for domestic violence, 74 for assault, disorderly conduct, 44, guns, 34. And David Wells, who's the NFL's problem fixer, he's also hired by the Dallas Cowboys as their crisis manager, says that even those numbers are a small sampling because 1 out of 10 are only reported. So these numbers could actually be multiplied by 10 if you were going to get more into the realm of what actually happens in terms of DUI, drugs, domestic violence, and so on here. So all this now is starting to open up, not to mention the fact that we the people, the taxpayers, have been paying for these stadiums. And who is benefiting from it? Local officials, they get their season tickets, they're accommodated in that, and we the people get to pay an incredible amount of money. I mean, to take a family of four to a football game, Megan, I mean, you're talking, maybe about $400 or $500 just to take them to a game for tickets, and that's not even great tickets for that for a family of four. And when you consider 50% of America makes only about $850 a week, this is unaffordable. And the NFL has really worked out a deal for themselves, and they have been paid quite handsomely from the public treasury. We have supported all their stadiums as a result of all the money from the public treasury into these stadiums. These franchises are doing very, very well, and they've been allowed and protected by way of, I guess you could say a modern-day monopoly.
Yeah, I believe it's time to stop subsidizing the national talent. Now they have no fans left. That's how they've destroyed their brand. People are calling them no fans left, national felons league. And why are we subsidizing felons, many of them are felons, who show their outward hatred of the country? We don't have to do it anymore.
Exactly. Well, all this stuff is being exposed, and I think it's going to end up being quite regrettable. And now you have Colin Kaepernick saying, look, I'll stand if I can get a job in the NFL. So what does that tell you? The conversation, no doubt, will continue on this at 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, founder of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you want to go for all the information on Megan. Thanks, Megan.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, Save up to 85% and many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back at you, America, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Susan Michael joins us, and she's pioneered the development of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem in the United States and around the world, currently serves as the ministry's USA director and member, and is a member of the ICEJ's International Board of Directors. And she is talking to us direct from Israel. Susan Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. And I am here in the middle of Jerusalem as we speak.
Yes. Well, and what a wonderful time of year, because you are there with many other Christians and Jews alike celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, huh?
Yes, Bill. I tell you, the city is absolutely full of people, and it is such an exciting week as Jews and Christians are gathered here to worship the Lord and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And, you know, that's the one feast in the Bible where we're commanded to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really wonderful, joyous time.
You know, besides being commanded by the Bible, and that should be enough of it, I know a lot of people have heard about the Feast of, they read about the Feast of Tabernacles, but there is so much, and there's just so much significance about the Feast of Tabernacles that seems to be lost in translation, because I would say in Israel, the Feast of Tabernacles, because they're closer to it, much more meaningful, even in its secularized current state. But here in the United States, where you have a lot of Christians who read about the Feast of Tabernacles, there is something lost in translation. Help them understand why this is so significant.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it is a very rich feast. But one of the reasons that the Christian church isn't as familiar with it is simply because it hasn't had its Christian fulfillment yet. Mm-hmm. Out of the three great feasts of Israel, the first one being Passover is when Jesus died. And so we have our Easter celebration or Resurrection Sunday. The second feast of Israel is Shavuot, and that's when the Holy Spirit was poured out, and we know it as Pentecost.
Exactly.
So the church is very familiar with those two feasts. The Feast of Tabernacles is still a forward-looking prophetic feast with a future fulfillment, and that is when the kingdom of God is established here on earth, and he comes to tabernacle with us. So that's one reason the church hasn't been as familiar with it. But it is a time for us to look forward to that coming of the kingdom of God in our midst, and to rejoice with, as the Israelites did, over God's provision for us and his blessings on us and the pouring out of his Spirit upon us. There are many, many rich lessons in the feast, but most significant, Bill, it is the only feast that is prophesied that one day the nations will come up to Jerusalem to celebrate this feast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important that our churches around the world do begin to learn about this feast and begin practicing for that one day when that will be fulfilled.
Well, Susan, some Christians here in America and around the world would say, well, maybe some of the disconnect is because, you know, we weren't out in the desert for 40 years. But dare I say, there might be some saying, hey, look, I've had desert experiences here in my Christian development, throughout my life. And but I don't know that it's gotten to the point to where they were building shelters and tabernacles for themselves, which you point out was a manifestation of things yet to come. But during that process of being out in the desert for 40 years, it was a total reliance on God and understanding the presence of God. We may get moments in our lives here in America or in different parts of the world of that being the case. But you say it all leads to the ultimate fulfillment, to where it's not a matter of faith any longer, because we know that when that happens, there's no need for faith, because we know at that point that everything that God said is yes and amen, and it's all fulfilled. Now we walk in faith, and so it's a little bit of that. So is if we connect the dots in our own lives, we can appreciate the Feast of Tabernacles in maybe a minor spectrum, and knowing that in those tough times, in those desert experiences that we've gone through, that God has been there for us, right?
Oh, absolutely. But Bill, it's even more than that. We can rejoice with the people of Israel over mm-hmm. God's faithfulness to them in the desert, because that proves we serve a faithful God ourselves.
Amen.
So we're rejoicing with them over the very proof of God's faithfulness. So it's a time of rejoicing on many, many levels.
Yeah, and the fact that they're a nation again. Thank you very much, 1948, and the things that happened to bring Israel back together again, but only by the hand of God in one day, as
Absolutely.
He said, would happen, right?
Yeah.
So there's lots of reasons to rejoice here, and I got to tell you, I am I'm a bit jealous, if I can say that, or envious
well,
of you
Bill.
Being there, because it's been a year and a half since I've been to Jerusalem. I'm way over time to get back again, so next year I've got to see if I can tag along with you.
Absolutely. You should come with us next year, and you can broadcast live from Jerusalem.
Oh, I'd love to do that in a heartbeat, Susan. Let me tell you, in a heartbeat. So tell everybody about the event, because this is going to go all the way until Wednesday, our time, till the 11th, correct?
Yes. Well, we began celebrating the feast in 1980, so this is the 38th year. We've had a Christian celebration of the feast. Christians come from all over the world. We're going to have probably 7,000 people this week from probably over 100 nations. We won't know till the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a truly international, multicultural, and multi-generational event. We have seminars and speakers in the morning, and in the evenings we have wonderful celebrations with tremendous music and praise and worship and world-class teachings. And tomorrow we'll be joining the Israeli Jerusalem March, and we'll be marching through the streets of Jerusalem in our national colors and national costumes, carrying banners proclaiming our nation's support for the people of Israel. So we'll be representing all of your listeners tomorrow as Americans, and letting the Israeli people know that America stands with them and that American Christians are praying for them.
Well, Susan, I can tell you, when I was there in Israel, the Jews are so so interested in America, in our politics, our way of life. It was, I got to tell you, it was such a blessing everywhere we went where we had the opportunity. And even on the flyover, you know, on the flight over, it was, I spent most of my time standing with a group of Hasidic Jews, and it was just one question after another, very respectful, and it was such a blessed time. And I know that even and this is my big takeaway, is that in spite of everything that's happening in the world, the children of Israel are blessed by our support. And I don't mean financially. I just mean just because we can come alongside and have a heart toward them and a heart that wants to encourage that they realize the fulfillment of God's destiny in their lives.
Yes, they're so grateful for America and for our support. And, I mean, we're just their best friends. And they love America and really do appreciate that. And I will say that after 38 years of having a Christian embassy here in Jerusalem, they've come to understand that particularly Christians stand with them and support them. And that also brings great comfort to them.
Well, Susan, I appreciate the invite for next year, but I think we need to invite other Christians, and we need to double these numbers and get these numbers
we
up
do.
There just for the blessing of all that takes place. So how can they be in touch and understand what's happening so they can make their plans now for next year?
Well, they need to go to www.icejusa.org. Sign up for our emails, let us know they're interested in going, and they can watch the feast live streaming on our website. The times will be posted there for their time zone.
Well, Susan Michael, thank you so much. Be safe. Enjoy. God bless there in
thank
Jerusalem.
You
got it. On the 15th day of the 7th month, when you've gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. Leviticus 23:39.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have sought him. That's a man from
on October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 chair can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people, but what I found out was everybody's different. Same kind of different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. In theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Well, we could want maybe tickets to a movie, huh? Well, if you'd like, I got some extra tickets to give away for the movie The Stray. I don't know if you, well, you know, if you heard about it. We interviewed the director last week. What a precious movie. It's a true story, and it's about how a dog comes into a family's life and just, you know, brings it all together. I mean, they say it was, you know, like an angel in a dog's body, if you can imagine. So really precious, great reviews. People are really responding. And if you'd like to go, I got some free tickets to give away in pairs. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Again, you know, we're givers. We always like to, you know, last week it was Jonathan Kahn's book, The Paradigm, and we gave a bunch away. And thank you very much for responding in that. And so just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And we've got a pair of tickets, and you can see the movie on us. Okay, absolutely free. Ryan Morrow joins us right now. Always good to have Ryan with us. He is a, I should say, Professor Ryan Morrow, Shulman Fellow and the National Security Analyst for the Clarion Project. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's great to be with you.
Always good. Looking at your website, boy, I'll tell you, and this one may have gone under the radar with all the controversy of Las Vegas going on, Ryan. People may have missed that, but it was a dramatic announcement nonetheless on Friday when police named three men who were allegedly plotting attacks in New York that they said would have been the next 9/11. Wow.
Yeah, this is a big deal because it shows a level of networking that was happening online that's more than just inspiring each other to carry out an attack or sharing information, but an actual more of the Al-Qaeda type infrastructure, which is very, very scary. So what happened was that three people got arrested. There was one guy that had been in American custody since March of 2016. Mm-hmm. This shows that presumably he held on to information, wasn't cooperating with us for a long time, and then somehow either the trail led to him later or he helped us along the trail through the interrogation to these other two individuals, someone in Pakistan and someone in the Philippines. The Philippines being significant because there's a ISIS presence there that's growing. You don't hear too much about this You don't right. think of the Philippines when you hear about the war on Islamic extremism happening, but the Philippines is becoming a big base, and what they were looking to do was carry out shootings in Times Square, along subways, potentially a Jewish neighborhood, but overall to create another 9/11 through trapping people in an area and shooting them up. Similar like what happened in Vegas. They were targeting mm-hmm. concerts, too.
Right, exactly. Well, Ryan, a couple things there. You mentioned the Philippines, and I want to come back, so I'm going to bookmark that for just a moment because I know our listeners heard Philippines, and also they think of, Paddock's girlfriend who went to the Philippines, and I'm wondering if there's still yet some information there to be understood, because as best we could probably tell right now, and of course this is all conjecture, as we were talking with Megan Barth earlier, the facts of all this that happened in Vegas, it could be up to a year, if we're lucky, to really find out exactly what went on there, right?
Especially with a case as bizarre as this one. I mean, nothing adds up. Part of the reason you keep hearing these rumors about Paddock possibly converting to Islam and joining ISIS is because nothing makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And even that theory also, of course, has holes in it. It just has less holes in it than some of the other scenarios that are being put forth. And I've been studying this for a long time, since I was like a pre-teenager. I've never mm-hmm. come across anything like this there's just no trace of anything to explain his motivation. The trip to the Philippines that happened with his girlfriend, that there's no evidence at this point connecting her to ISIS or converting to Islam at all or anything like that. But the Philippines is a hotbed now for Islamic terrorists and is creating a new generation of terrorists there. So that's on everyone's radar. But one thing that I pointed out at the Clarion Project website was that if ISIS is not behind the shooting in Vegas, and it doesn't look like they are, then they made a very big mistake, because that means they lied to their own members and are being caught in a very big lie. And contrary to what the media says, ISIS does not claim credit for anything and everything. Usually when they claim credit, they are behind an attack.
Right. Well, would it matter much to their membership? I mean, the whole ISIS issue of truth and taqiya and, lying to, the ends justified, the means, by the means, so to speak, here, even if they did just take advantage, Rahm Emanuel said, you don't let a good crisis go to waste here. But getting back to, ISIS, as you said early on, said, hey, he's our guy. We did it. They claimed credit. They planted their flag in Vegas on this issue, didn't they?
They did, and they quadrupled down on it, which is what's so significant. It's not just that they claim credit. It's that they did it four times.
Mm-hmm.
And they even put out a video celebrating the attack. I suspect what happened is that they gambled. They said, sure, sounds like one of our guys. They got excited because they need a victory very, very badly right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're in terrible shape. And they jumped the gun. And, yes, it does actually matter to their membership, believe it or not, because they understand that ISIS has engaged in deception, but not to the point of lying to their own members. In order to join ISIS, you have to believe in their propaganda, that the caliphate's a wonderful thing. And if ISIS is willing to lie repeatedly to the point of claiming credit for an attack they had nothing to do with, then you will see some doubt in the minds of ISIS supporters as to the credibility of what ISIS says when they're trying to recruit people. I had a screenshot in my article showing one such conversation on an ISIS Telegram channel, an encrypted app, where an ISIS supporter was saying, look, I just got to find some type of evidence for this. And you could tell that he was shaken by the idea that this group that he had been willing to die for would lie like this.
Interesting. Well, the other thing that I'm questioning, Ryan, is that we know that he had a bit of a sophisticated video layout there. I mean, sure, to look at the hallways to see when law enforcement was coming in, to the area. But also they talked of some other video that was being captured there. And my question is, if that's the case, where was that feed going to? And who was it, and for what purpose? And I haven't heard anything on that.
Yeah, my understanding is that the video was recording him carrying out the attack, and also he had the feed going to outside the room so he could see when police or anyone came down the hallway, and he could prepare for it. And so he knew he was being recorded, and if he was a supporter of ISIS, he would have said it right into the camera. It would have been, especially right before he killed himself.
Right.
And or he could have written a note. There's just a million different ways to do it. So while the initial argument that some people say where okay, he would not want to show that he was even a Muslim in the days leading up to the attack, that makes sense, but it doesn't make sense that while commencing the attack, he would not declare that affiliation.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the other mystery woman is the one that was at the event that mentioned to the gal sitting next to her that in 45 minutes you guys are all going to die.
I have not heard anything about that since it happened. We know it happened because of people panicking and telling reporters, but nothing on what that person looked like. There's just no information about that at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to this 9/11, foiling that took place, this speaks again of our outreach, which you had suggested earlier, of law enforcement, the CIA and FBI, and what they're doing is they're not just, they're really, I guess, taking a page from the Israelis, and that is setting up these line of defenses well beyond our border and to capture these individuals, these two individuals, one in Pakistan and one in the Philippines. Boy, that's kudos for our law enforcement and the defense systems that they've been setting up, isn't it?
It is, but also recognize that a lot of luck plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to insert a covert operative into these conversations that were happening online into a social media channel and engage and win the trust of these individuals. And I think the average American out there has the impression that there's just tens of thousands of people working for the FBI doing this, and that's simply not the case. The numbers of adversaries that we're up against far outweighs the number of people that we have available to do that type of thing. And ISIS, we are overwhelmed with, and Al-Qaeda we're overwhelmed with, and guess what? Those jihadist groups are very unpopular. So what happens when you come up against a jihadist group that's really popular and really inspires a wave of terrorists like ISIS and Al-Qaeda are doing, only in much greater quantity? That's really the scary scenario, and it's a very realistic one.
Is ISIS that popular, or is it still a rule by oppression?
They're not that popular, to the point where, especially now that they're losing, because when you lose on the ground and you're a jihadist group, that's interpreted as Allah judging you, saying you did something wrong.
Right.
So you're having a lot of ISIS terrorists surrender now. There are just 1,000 people that surrendered who previously would have been shouting that they were going to go down fighting and dying, just surrendered the other day. And that's very meaningful. That's a big deal.
Well, Ryan, as we wrap this up, one final question. Does the president certify Iran or not?
He does not, but that still means, to some degree, the deal still remains in place. It's a little bit of a technical thing.
Mm-hmm. And so how will Iran respond? Because now this brings to question to the international community that the president of the United States is not going along to get along now.
Most likely they'll do something to try to kill our troops in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan because they respond to these things by trying to send the message that, look, you need us, so you better work with us.
Exactly. Professor Ryan Morrow, Shulman Fellow and the National Security Analyst for the Clarion Project. Ryan, 5 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
Best spot is clarionproject.org.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency.